Some of the world's top surfers were in Mullaghmore in County Sligo yesterday, attracted by the spectacular conditions. Our Northwest correspondent Shane O'Carreen spoke to some of them about what the experience was like.
My name is Clément Rosero. I'm from France in Biarritz, and the winter I live in Nazaré in Portugal. The waves were just crazy. This wave is insane. The shape of the wave, how the waves look like, is like the best art you can draw.
Yeah, my name's James Carew from Australia. I kind of live in Portugal, so man, big waves here is insane. We come just for this swell, and it's my second time here. Man, it was insane. I saw some of the craziest waves, ocean I've seen in my life.
My name is Diego Balestro. I'm from Brazil, and I live in Ireland in the last 4 years. And it's one of the best days I ever seen in my life. We're very happy. We're living for the days like this.
Well, Conor Maguire didn't have to travel quite as far. He's a professional surfer from Bundoran in County Donegal, and he told me more about the waves that attracted those enthusiasts from all over the world.
Yesterday was a particularly special swell at Mullaghmore. Usually when a swell that big comes, it comes at not the most favourable conditions, but yesterday the conditions were just pristine in the morning. It was pretty much almost as big as it gets. We haven't seen a swell that big since 5 years ago during Hurricane Epsilon, so it was a pretty special day. And yeah, Mullaghmore has kind of become really popular in the surfing world the last number of years. It's kind of one of the best big wave spots in the world. Just the way it breaks and the size that it holds is kind of like few other places in the world, and that's why every time it breaks now, it attracts surfers from all over the world who'll fly in from Hawaii or Australia or wherever they're coming from for pretty much a couple of hours of surfing at Mullaghmore and then fly home again. So,
yeah, that sounds just amazing. I mean, how and when did people realise that the conditions you saw yesterday were likely?
Again, it was really rare because usually, as you know, in Ireland, the weather's so changeable and we kind of don't really pay attention to forecasts when they're like more than a couple of days out because they change so much. But this forecast was like clearly visible that it was going to be amazing for about 7 days out. So everyone around the world had time to get their act together and fly over for it. So we had to share the lineup with quite a few people, but it was nice because all of the locals kind of get priority, and everyone's really respectful out there, so it's a good little atmosphere in the water.
Yeah, can you give us a sense of what it was like yesterday? Because it sounds as though the conditions weren't for the amateur.
Yeah, like I was saying, it's kind of pretty much as big of a swell as you're gonna get at Mullaghmore, and it's obviously quite a dangerous place to surf, but we've got a lot of safety teams and stuff in place that are all really knowledgeable on that front. So we kind of have those bases covered. But yeah, it's just, it was kind of once in a blue moon sort of swell. So yeah, it was a pretty good day.
And just listening to what you were saying there, it sounds as though people arrived for the day and then they move on to Hawaii or Australia or wherever.
Yeah, generally, I mean, because Mullaghmore is such a special wave, people just drop everything and fly in, and it only breaks over either side of low tide. So pretty much only have probably 4 hours of surfing there before the tide gets too high and the wave's just not as good anymore. So for everything to align and the wind to be right and the swell to be big, it's pretty rare to get it that good. So everyone kind of makes the most of it when it happens. And then, yeah, they go back to wherever they came from, I suppose. Some people come here for like a couple of months at a time, but generally a lot of the best big wave surfers will just fly in for a session and then fly back home.
And what are conditions like then today? Have they gone back to normal?
There's still some remnants of the swell lingering around, so it's still pretty big today, but nowhere near as big as yesterday, and the wind's not as favourable today, so it's just a little bit messier looking, and yeah, not quite as good or as safe to surf, actually. So even though it's smaller, it's kind of a bit more dangerous if the wind's blowing the wrong way. So yeah, we got lucky yesterday.
Surfer Conor Maguire.